This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Carl McDonald. How are you, Carl?
I'm great, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Carl is the CEO of Strayer Education. Now, Strayer, you may know, is a college, but this is a really interesting story. They've been around 125 years and have a model that's different than any other university and of significant value to CEOs. We'll talk about that. Later on, we're going to talk about how you started your career as a truck driver, then worked for Disney where you ran theme parks, and for Goldman Sachs, an investment banker. But let's start. Talk about Strayer. There's about 5,000 universities in America. Why is Strayer different than any other university?
Well, first, thank you for the time to spend with you today, Robert. Strayer University, as you just mentioned, is a 125-year-old academic institution which has always been focused on working adults. And the working adult student has some very particular needs. First, they like to just be around other working adults. So your average 35 to 40-year-old student doesn't want to sit in a classroom with 18-year-olds. And because that's all we do, we're experts at helping the working adult student learn, succeed in the workplace. And what we really try to define success around is not just the completion of the credential, which a lot of institutions do, the degree itself. We focus on that plus what we refer to as economic mobility. So we want to see our students moving up the income scales, and in particular, help people get from the bottom two or three quintiles of earnings and get to the top one or two quintiles of earnings. So the only way you can do that is to provide a highly practical, relevant education that people can put to use in their job and reskill, get promotions, earn a better life, and so forth. And that centers kind of our mission. The way that we deliver that is through a network of 78 physical campuses, predominantly in the eastern United States, a very robust online presence. And about a third of our enrollments come to us from roughly Fortune 1000 companies. We have relationships with 350 Fortune 1000 companies who send their employees to Strayer University for an education.
So when you're talking about economic mobility, what are the core curriculum that people are looking for these days to have the economic mobility?
Well, it's both curricula and pedagogy of learning, so things like accounting or economics or finance. But it's also behavioral elements like resiliency, work ethic, tenacity. So when we're delivering our education, we don't just deliver the traditional classroom experience where you take an assignment or do a case study or interact with faculty, although obviously we do a lot of that. We also assign every student what we call a success coach. And that success
coach... Wait, you assign them a success coach?
A success coach, yes. And this success coach is somebody that's there to coach them, mentor them on these more behavioral elements of what it takes to be successful. When you talk to other CEOs and you say, what are you looking for in an individual? The predominant time you're going to hear things like a good work ethic or teamwork, that you know, a good cultural fit, good communication skills. By and large, and oftentimes many people will refer to these as quote-unquote soft skills, they're not taught in your average course. And yet, study after study shows at least two-thirds of what makes you successful or what makes me successful in the workplace are those behavioral slash soft skills. So we tackle that problem by having as high quality of a course as we can, so you're actually learning new skills. But we also tackle that via the success coach so that we're trying to shape the behaviors that you're going to demonstrate in the workplace. And the combination of those two things is what's ultimately going to lead to higher performance. And higher performance typically leads to a better job, more promotions, higher earnings.
Okay, so when you talk about a success coach, which I was not aware of, I knew how Strayer is completely different in you giving the practical skills. A lot of CEOs are going to say that culture, that they have a unique culture, and that's at the essence of what they want people to develop. Are you able in any way to understand what the company culture is if you're working with these major companies and the success coaches sort of say, well, this culture is about caring or this is about teamwork?
Because
I know it's not an a standard academic thing. I've never heard of this.
It's
model,
not academic.
I'm just wondering how far you could take it.
Our work is informed by this network of relationships that we have. Again, 350 relationships, some of them quite big. Others not as big or even small. What you find is it's a rather narrow set of behaviors that kind of cluster into certain themes or groupings. And my guess is it's somewhere between 5 and 10 thematic behaviors, like your ability to communicate, your ability to be a part of a team, your ability to interact with a customer, think on your feet, have poise, self-confidence.
I guess every single...
There's not a culture...
Fit, right. That's
not going to happen.
As a component of every culture.
Right. Exactly. And so from the very initial interactions that we have with a student, we're both trying to diagnose where they are on sort of that scale and then be quite individualistic, if we can, in the interventions or the corrective actions that we're going to ask them to take part in. And it could be as granular as helping them reprogram their LinkedIn profile and talk about the photos that they post on social media, because obviously what we know now is when you're going to hire somebody, you always Google that person to see what comes up. You want to be thoughtful around what your presence is on the internet. That's a very granular topic. You know, to more broad, expansive themes around just trying to, if you will, reprogram a person's self-confidence or have them be more self-aware around how they, you know, are perceived by others. And, you know, these are deep things that, you know, take many years to improve. But we try to impart those kind of skills very early in a student's life cycle with us because we know, again, it is what drives performance in the workplace.
And so you are all about performance. So you're saying that you work with, did you say, about 350 of the Fortune 1000?
Yes.
So that's an enormous amount. Give me an example of a company you're working with and what their challenge was and how you helped them.
Well, the largest and most recent is a relationship that we have with Fiat Chrysler Automotive. And there tends to be quite high turnover in the automotive sales business. And we developed with them a very unique program where at the dealership level, so this is an organization that has roughly 2,200 dealerships across their brands, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, et cetera, Jeep. And they specifically wanted a program that would both increase performance of their business units but also reduce this turnover that tends to plague these dealerships. So we developed a program that essentially offered our existing educational infrastructure at a very low margin because our infrastructure, our online infrastructure, is capable of handling at least twice as many students as we have. So Strayer University has 45,000 students. We could handle 100,000 students without a lot of incremental infrastructure expense. So that's kind of idle infrastructure. We offered that idle infrastructure to FCA at a very low marginal cost, but we were going to leverage that across their entire organization. And what that enabled us to create then is a program where at the dealership level, they can opt in by paying a very modest fee annually, and in exchange for that fee, that dealership can send their entire workforce to Strayer University to get a degree at no cost to the employee. No tuition, no debt. And for a slightly extra fee of several hundred dollars, order of magnitude, not only can the employee go free, but their entire immediate family can go.
Wait. Their whole immediate family can go and get a
degree? Absolutely. So if you're
for free,
let's just play an example.
And I know I have kids in school now. It's $63,000 a year. What are you average a year?
$42,000 is not per year. That's the entire cost
of
a bachelor's.
That's the entire cost. So for a bachelor's or a company, this is extremely inexpensive.
Huge.
And they're able. So now the mother is saying, well, all their kids, we're going for free as well.
Think about it. If you're a service technician,
mm-hmm.
and you have four kids.
How are you going to get them through college?
This is
the answer.
If you work for one of these dealerships, you yourself, if you chose to, could get a degree, but all four of your kids could get a degree, absolutely no cost.
Has this had any impact on retention?
It's been very impactful for the dealerships that have opted in. It's a new program, still somewhat nascent, just over a year or so in. We have about 800 of their employees through the university working on their degrees. We've seen, on average, somewhere between 4 and 5% more sales per month,
mm-hmm.
but more impactfully, about a 50% reduction in turnover.
Did you say
15?
50. Oh, 50% reduction 50. In turnover. On that note, we're about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to learn more about this fascinating Strayer University model, unlike any other college in America. Back in a few.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Carl McDonald, who is the CEO of Strayer Education. And we're just hearing the story about Fiat. And if you give the snapshot of that model, that is that you're training the whole company. Their family of employees could go for just a couple of $100, and you're increasing sales by 5% and retention by 50%.
Yeah. So think about it. If you're a salesperson, and let's just say illustratively, you happen to be working at a Honda dealership. You got three kids. You didn't finish your degree. You see that down the road there's a Jeep dealership that's offering this Degrees at Work program. There's a pretty large incentive for you to switch brands and go from this Honda dealership. Not that there's anything wrong with Honda, but and you go to work for Jeep. So it's not just a retention tool. It's an attraction tool. You attract the best talent in the market, and then you retain that talent, which is what we believe results in the higher performance on the sales line. Interestingly, when you talk of, if I could just make a side point on this, we've studied what works in educating employees for many years. And in any business, any industry, what we have found is there's some amount of variability between the highest performing employees and the lowest performing employees in any company. That variability, on average, costs a business somewhere between 7 and 12% of their revenues. So in an age where growth is hard and you're looking for the next product or the next service, in reality, the biggest lever a CEO can pull is to reduce the variability between the highest performing people and the lowest performing people. That unlocks somewhere between 7 and 12% of revenue, a huge number. 92% roughly order of magnitude of your off-the-shelf training programs don't really have an impact. The one that does is funding tuition reimbursement. We have case study after case study after case study that shows when employees participate in educational benefits, their engagement level increases, their performance level increases, and their retention level increases, and in most cases doubles. So in a lot of respects, the biggest lever a CEO can pull to tap into that locked revenue or that hidden revenue is to get their people into educational reimbursement programs, because it's a proven experience that works time and time again.
Just name a couple of the other companies you're working with.
We're one of the largest education providers of Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
We know that their turnover has been reduced in that order of magnitude. As I just said, FCA. There's a large transportation logistics company that we do business with. Same order of magnitude reduction in turnover, 50%. When you get that level of reduction in turnover, the program is essentially self-funding, because the savings that you're getting by not having to constantly recruit new people is more than offsetting whatever incremental expenses there because of the tuition benefit. People just stay longer.
Well, it's a really interesting model, obviously of huge value to CEOs. I want to ask you about AI, because I know you use predictive analytics in a unique way, and you're also at the same time training people to work in a world of AI.
Absolutely. Well, if you think about online learning, in the last decade, online learning a decade ago was somewhere between a joke or just illegitimate. People didn't consider it to be quote-unquote real. One decade later, it's pretty much the consensus view of the future of education. You know, that's happened inside of a decade. The problem is it's very difficult, A, to teach online. There's been very little innovation with online learning over the last decade. Most universities' version of online learning is to film offline learning and just show it online.
Right.
That's what most online learning is. What we do, we kind of have a three-pronged approach. One is we embrace what's called adaptive learning. So you get a different lessons plan than I do because you have a different learning style. And there are AI components to that, which we can elaborate on. We use very deep predictive analytics. So we analyze every click, every interaction with the course material, a peer, a professor, and then on a daily basis, we take that data and we essentially score your likelihood to be successful, and we tell you that.
Successful in class?
In the class. So we say, Robert, as of today, you have a 74% chance of successfully completing this class. And if you want to get that to 90-plus percent, do these three things. And you get that feedback every day. The third leg, because online learning, if I'm going to be honest, across the United States has tended to be quite boring. Again, you're just looking, in most cases, at a talking head figure. We invested in our own internal film studio. So we essentially challenged ourselves to say, why does binge watching exist on Netflix, but binge learning doesn't exist on online learning? And so we hired filmmakers, we hired producers, we hired cinematographers. We paired those individuals with instructional designers, and we reinvented basically what an online class is. So our online class now is not talking heads. It's basically nonfiction, documentary-style filmmaking that is underpinned and supported by this adaptive learning engine and these predictive analytics. The three of those converging is a very powerful online experience, which within the next year will be further supplemented with artificial intelligence grading, as an example. So, you know, we consider ourselves to be somewhat on the leading edge of trying to shape what online learning could look like because we see that it's the future.
That is certainly exciting, and all CEOs listening in, that's a very different model. The website, if a CEO wants to visit.
Strayer.edu.
Strayer.edu,
like education.
Okay, let's shift now. Let's talk about Carl McDonald, because you had a different background than most people did. Not many people started as a truck driver, then ran for Disney, an actual theme park. Which was that?
Epcot.
Cool. That's probably the coolest of all. And then you became an investment banker for Goldman Sachs. Just give some flavor of how those came into play, and more significantly, you've 2 minutes left, what you learned from that shaped your leadership philosophy today in leading Strayer.
What I've learned over the years is if you have the right mindset, A, that just about anything's possible, you work hard, you're constantly trying to hone your skills and, you know, as a leader, get better and better and better, and That has served me well in a transportation company, in a hospitality industry, in investment banking. Managing is managing, and leading is leading. Your style is, my style anyway, has been the same across every company that I've been a leader in. It's to obsessively focus about being better. You know, there's
yourself, your people, or the company.
Both. And it's, obsession is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a 3-star Michelin chef that got to where he or she is because they dabbled in cooking. You know, they obsessed about their craft. Well, managing is a craft, just like cooking is a craft or painting is a craft. And, you know, how do you deal with conflict? How do you get better at hiring people? How do you even know what great service looks like? You have to make it an obsession and get into everybody's skin and everybody's mind and just, you know, ooze enthusiasm about doing better and better for the customer.
And there you have it. On that note, CEOs, when you go out, be obsessive.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network.
Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Matt Calkin. How are you?
I'm doing great, Robert. Great to be here.
And Matt is not only one of the four founders of Appian, but he is the CEO, and this is one of the fastest-growing companies that has a unique space that no one else really does like this in sophisticated software application. Talk about your motto.
They call Appian a low-code platform, and by that we mean that you're able to build unique applications with very little coding, which means you do it a lot faster than you could have built software otherwise. The world is full of organizations these days that want to build their own software because they want to be different. They want to impress their clients in a new way. They want to differentiate against their competitors. They want to establish their brand identity. They've got so many reasons to be different. You have to be different in software in order to be different to the world. And so they're looking for ways to make unique software, and Appian has become the fastest way to make sophisticated unique software.
So talk about to a CEO why this is relevant versus a CIO.
That's right. CEOs realize that advantage these days comes from the relationship you've got with your customer. Knowing the customer, having a long-term set of interactions that are knowledgeable about the customer, and impressing upon the customer the things that are unique about your value proposition. You do all that with software. You reference the data, you sustain that relationship, and you impress the customer through software, because everything's software these days. So the CEO, in order to create that relationship, is looking to make a series of unique applications and processes that are totally different from what their competitors are doing, what they used to do in the past, and they want a way to do this quickly and cheaply. Unique software is essential, but it's been too expensive in the past, and now, with Appian, we've got a proposition. We can make this a lot easier. You don't need to write your next unique software application from lines of code. You can draw it like a picture on our platform.
So you're saying with the code, you don't need professional coders, but you need people who know that, but they can be actually, you could have artists, you could have business people thinking through and creating the code?
The first go should always be IT. I don't want to take that out of the hands of IT. You've got developers who understand the implications of an application. You define a fact that has wide-reaching implications, so I don't want somebody who's not a developer to do that. But if you have a developer, you accelerate them remarkably. Forrester, you know the big analyst Forrester?
Absolutely.
They did a study last year. They said, having looked at the low-code industry, of which Appian is a part and the leader, they think that the low-code industry accelerates the productivity of a developer by up to 20 times. Not 20%,
20 times.
That's right. Because it's so much faster to draw an application like a flowchart than it is to write an application like a program.
So this is making it's the future of apps, really.
I think it is.
And you're saying that software is everything, and CEOs look at business.
Well, software's eating the world, right? I mean, everybody's heard this. Software, everybody's a software company these days. You can't be a company, but what you're a software company. And the trick is, you don't want to be just a company. You want to be a unique company. You want to be a differentiated, advantaged company, which means you need differentiated software. So the pressure is on for CIOs on down to create a unique value proposition in their behavior through software. And everybody's writing their own software now. In fact, you go to a typical IT department today, they've got an enormous backlog, years of backlog. And the company is generating demand for new applications faster than their IT department can catch up with it. Appian's the answer to that. We're going to let the IT department blow through that backlog 20 times as fast as they've been able to so far.
So we're 20 times as fast. I am guessing that this is significantly more expensive.
No, it's less expensive, actually.
How would it be less expensive?
We're disrupting one of the most labor-intensive and disappointing parts of IT today, which is hand-coding unique applications that, after they're finished, fade into obsolescence very quickly. That's an unsatisfying behavior. It's very time-intensive. It's very person-intensive. And the thing you get is then in desperate need of maintenance as soon as you send it out. And so that's more labor after that. This is an extremely labor-intensive requirement at a moment in history when the price of software development labor has never been higher. So we have an answer to that that brings down the price. Instead of bidding up the price of software labor to incredible levels and still having a backlog, we say, let's go through that backlog 20 times as fast. Let's empower IT developers to create and change their software far faster than they ever used to be able to do. And by so doing, you're going to reduce that heavy labor cost that used to go into building new software.
Got it. So not only are you way faster, you're easier, you're able to deal with business people working in conjunction with the technology people, but it's a lot less.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, you mentioned business people, and I said originally the IT should always start, but I didn't want to say that business people can't be part of this. I think there's a revolution afoot for new software, and business people are going to be part of it.
For example, CEOs are always interested now in the technology.
They are absolutely interested because this is the essence of the relationship with their customer.
Mm-hmm.
IT begins by making the objects, but happens like a box of Lego bricks, because once the objects are built, anybody can build a new application out of those objects. So we've got, for example, the fifth largest bank in Australia. First, they automated all of their essential processes on Appian, and then they opened up the objects to their business users, who have then created a new set of applications using those IT-created objects, because it's so easy that a business user can do it.
I've heard that you've worked actually with a very sophisticated, the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
Yes, we did.
Talk about what the inside story of that project was.
This is one of the world's largest airports. I think it's third by flights and top 10 by passengers, and it's one of the largest by size, too. It's as big as Manhattan. And they wanted to rewrite the way a great deal of the airport worked. They identified 40 applications that they plan to completely rewrite across the enterprise. And they wanted to do that rapidly. So they chose Appian as a platform, and they rolled out 40 GA applications in a year and a half, 18 months, transforming the way the airport works. And today, at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, you can run all 40 of those applications from a mobile device as you walk down the terminal, because no matter what device you are on or where you are in the airport, you are together. With a single logon on any device, you are operating those 40 apps simultaneously. It's brought them together, and it's allowed them to do better the thing that they were doing already, which is accelerating passengers through one of the world's favorite airports.
Tell me another example of a company you've worked with.
Okay. We're proud to have worked in many industries. Our favorite, however, is financial services. And in financial services, we have automated applications everywhere from Know Your Customer to anti-money laundering to customer onboarding. One of my very favorites, though, is one of the world's largest investment banks who recently rolled out an entirely new business unit in order to address consumer lending. And they needed to do this in a single year. They were under the gun to deliver this entire new business unit, invented from whole cloth, in a single year. And this is a firm that has a reputation for choosing internally developed applications. When they need to be unique, they go internal. But this time they chose us. And they did that because they saw that our ability to create and change and iterate on applications was unmatched. And so we were able to successfully build all the apps they needed. They went out live, and it's the beginning of a great relationship.
What is your website if someone wants to visit and look?
Appian.com, and that's spelled Appian.
And the name Appian, it's sort of interesting because it has the word app embedded in there, but that's not where it came from.
That is a happy coincidence. I'm an amateur historian, and I named it after the road in ancient Rome.
It's exciting. So we have about 1 minute to break, and just any advice right now to CEOs when they want to transform their company before we go on break.
That's right. Okay. My advice is, first of all, realize that you've got a choice. You do not have to write your application line by line. You can draw it. And that makes it easier to maintain and easier to unify. So the number one thing is you have a choice, and that awareness is essential. However, creating a great customer experience today is a function of knowing your customer. It's a function of bringing to bear the information you have about that customer to every touch point. And so the customer should be the center of a wheel of radial connection points. Every application should be informed by what you know about the customer. And therefore, you can create on one platform a series of applications that reference a central point of data and create a very different experience for the customer than the decentralized, non-communicative one that most consumers experience today.
So we're taking a break now. When we come back with Matt Colkin, we're going to hear how he learned this strategy. He is an expert at creating games. Back in a few.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Matt Calkin, who is one of the founders as well as the CEO of Appian, which is, as you've heard before, created the leadership where people can draw their own apps, right?
They draw their own apps, like a flowchart.
20 times quicker?
Yes.
You involve the business executives, and it actually costs less money.
It is now the world's fastest way to build unique software.
That sums up everything. And the website again is?
Appian.com. Appian.com.
So now let's talk about how the business started. It was 1999, I believe.
Yes.
You were with MicroStrategy, the youngest manager. You had millions of dollars in options. And yet, you sort of tossed that all away. And you said, hey, I'm going to start from scratch. What prompted you to do that?
People
entrepreneurs listening.
Yes, I wanted to do that because I thought I was capable of it. And in the late 90s, of course, everyone thought they were capable of doing this. There was a lot of hubris going around, but I had my share of it, and I was convinced that I could run my own software company. And then secondly, I wanted to not just make a financial contribution or financial success. I wanted to make a cultural contribution, and I felt that I could do that better if I were running my own firm. And so I felt that additional imperative to do it.
And what was the biggest challenge that you faced in starting the company?
There is a lot more stochasticism in business than I anticipated. I figured that we just had it on rails, and I didn't realize that in a year and a half there was going to be the tech bubble burst, there would be a major recession, there would be another one in 08, 09. We've been through some tough times. We were cautious. We were self-funded. We were careful with money. But it was by no means a simple thing to get from there to here. And I think I underestimated the amount of variance and challenge.
If you had a mulligan, would you do anything different?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I would do a lot of things differently. It's been a great learning experience. I started the company when I was 26, so I had a lot to learn.
So
still do, I'm sure.
So now you've also built this great culture where you've won a lot of the best companies to work for.
I'm very proud of the culture, and I spent a lot of time on it, and it's important to me, and I think it makes us successful. It allows for the
company. Anything unique you do?
Oh, absolutely. We argue, for one thing. We argue respectfully. We counterpose our opinions on things. Two of the four founders of Appian were champion-level debaters, like top in the country, in high school and college. And I'm not me, but...
economics guy from North.
Just an economics guy, that's right. So things to stir it up and argue over things that I thought were unnecessary to be argued in the early years. And it was only over time that I came to realize what an extraordinary asset contention is inside a growing organization. This is a great way to test and improve ideas, and now I encourage it. Every time we get new employees in, I make a point of going to speak to the incoming classes and saying, please give us your opinion. You're here, you're smart, we respect you. Please give us your opinion. Disagree with people. Everyone's voice is heard here.
How do you remove the egos from that?
Well, you just have to begin with that. You have to say, we're all willing to admit that someone else's idea is better. And that starts at the top, and you have to make a point of it. When someone's idea is better than mine, I stop at nothing and publicize it. Right? I'll send out a message. I'll mention it in my quarterly speech. I'll put it out on the Appian platform. I'll make sure people know that someone else's idea was better or that someone changed my mind. That's so important for them to hear, to know that I'm listening.
And when they hear that from you, then that drives the whole culture. And
right.
I understand. In 2017, I think, when you went through, you know, your IPO, it was like the most successful, I think, in recent memory.
We've been ranked the number one tech IPO of the year and in a TechCrunch survey last month. I think that's just statistics. I think it's just how much we've gone up.
Do you feel that success? Do your clients feel? Does the culture feel that success?
I don't. And I steel myself against feeling success because I think it's a bad thing to feel. I think you have to stay hungry. I don't watch the stock closely. I don't spend a lot of time on investor relations. I try to insulate myself from that. I don't think we're a much different company now that we've gone up 100% than we were before. I think we're almost the same, and we have the same problems, and they're not reflected in the stock, and that stock rise did not reflect our successes or anything. It's not connected to the things that will eventually make the company better. So, as Bill Walsh used to say, you get the fundamentals, and the score takes care of itself.
There you go. So let's now shift. You are an expert at creating board games. And you've been third place in the whole world in this, as a matter of fact. So first talk about why you got involved, what it's like to create a board game. After that, we'll talk about how you use the strategies there to grow rapidly.
You know, it's very connected. It really helps you in business. I love games. I've loved them ever since.
What's your
I
favorite
could remember.
Game?
If I had to pick one, and I couldn't pick one of the ones that I've written, I would pick Acquire. It's a Sid Sachsen classic written in the 60s, plays in about an hour. It's about building hotel chains. It's a business game, a little bit of memorization, a little bit of strategy, and you're done quickly. It's a classic.
So, being a game creator, how does that tie into a CEO? What can a CEO learn from that?
They're almost the same skill.
Wait. It's almost the same skill?
They're so similar, absolutely. A CEO has to take a very complicated real-life scenario and boil it down to the essentials. It's a little bit like being an economist, and you know I love economics as well. You take something that is almost unfathomably complex, extract the essential mechanism by which change can occur, and then build a model that simulates what the larger system would have done. So gaming is very much like that. I take an event, a very complicated event, like the war that founded the Tokugawa shogunate in 1600 in Japan, and then I try to make a simulation out of that can play in 2 to 3 hours, and it's easy to learn. And that's just a matter of distilling all that complexity and coming up with a few elegant mechanisms. And the same thing with the building the airlines. And you know, it's a great excuse to research something new. I'm always looking into my own business and my own market, but it's a real pleasure to look into the airline business or Japanese history.
It allows you to take anything and make it real. You could live life vicariously, but also learn how to be a better CEO.
It's a fantastic means of insight. You know, if you ever want to learn geography, just play a war game that focuses on that part of geography, and you'll never forget it. Right? Once you've fought over a mountain, you will not forget that mountain.
Why don't they teach that way at school?
Yeah, they should.
I mean, why don't you help transform education with using what you have of this unique, you know, software solution? Right? You could transform education.
We do. We do work in education. We work at the University of South Florida, for example, where every student, every administrator, every faculty member, they're all users, and they're communicating with each other in real time in a way that administrations and students usually don't connect. So, yes, we would love to do that more frequently. And I also love the idea of finding new ways to learn and to teach. I feel I am a teacher. As a CEO, you have to be a teacher. You have to explain whatever it is about your philosophy or means of working or the company's culture works so that it doesn't get diluted, but instead it becomes part of the DNA of the organization. And so you're constantly teaching.
And there you have it, Matt Culkin, the co-founder and CEO of Appian, appian.com. Great having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.